All right, we got Nick on the line from Superior Outfitters in downtown Marquette. Nick, how was the weekend, buddy?
Oh, it was a good weekend. Couldn't ask for better weather.
Right, I actually got some really good river reports from all around the UP, actually. Lake Michigan and Lake Superior tributaries. I guess I'd like to just turn you loose. Tell us what you saw, what you heard. I'm assuming you went fishing too, right?
Yeah, I got out a couple days. People are getting fish. Catch rates seem to have slowed down a little bit. I'm guessing with the water getting muddier and cooling down at night and then all the snow melt, I think the bite slowed down just a little bit. But a lot of guys are still catching fish. I mean, I got one each time I went.
Keeps you coming back, right?
Yeah, it's not bad at all. I'm hearing actually better reports from the guys that are fishing the big lake, though, right now. A lot of people are choosing to do that instead.
Are you talking mostly river mouth fishermen?
The river mouths and, the harbors here in Marquette are fishing very well.
Yeah, I did hear the upper harbor it was kind of hit and miss. One day it's really good, the next day it's just nothing.
Yeah, and that's pretty typical, but a lot of guys are getting their limited coho, and there's been some browns mixed in, too.
Are you hearing that one thing's working better than another?
For the most part, jigs and cut bait. But we do have guys that are trying Cleos and Castmasters, and they're picking up fish on that, too.
And speaking of which, you have the clear drifts there, right? Why don't you tell folks about those?
Yep. I've got clear drift spoons in a variety of colors. They're very similar shape to Cleos. The only difference is they put one large single hook on there rather than a treble. So when you hook a fish on those, they're not coming off. They're also much cheaper, a couple bucks cheaper than Cleos, actually.
Do you think they're just as effective as little Cleos?
Yeah, definitely.
As far as strikes go, you know what I mean? Obviously, I'm a big fan of single hooks. I'm not a treble hook fan, typically. Small trebles for a stinger hook, that might be a different story. But as far as actual main hook on any lure, I typically like a single hook better.
Yeah, they hold a lot better.
And you think they're every bit as effective as little Cleos? I guess I'm being a little redundant, but it's hard to believe because little Cleos have been so popular for so long.
Well, it's a pretty easy shape to copy, and these guys got it down. Everyone that's been buying them instead of Cleos is doing great on them.
You got a pretty big selection?
No complaints. Yeah, I've got them in like probably a dozen different colors right now. Okay. I got more on the way.
And what about sizes? Because there was always that one magic size little Cleo.
2/5 of an ounce is what I carry them in. I've got some smaller ones too for the river.
And when we continue with Nick, we're going to start talking about fly patterns, other rivers around the UP, as well as hot bucktail jigs that have been selling like crazy at his shop. So stay tuned for part 2 in our next report right here later this hour on The Outdoor Show.